Diapason of Heaven. The introduction will be the definition of God on page 465 and 587, and the definition of good on 587. God. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. The great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love. All substance, intelligence. God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, which includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing, omnipresence, omni-action. A short phrase about each of those seven terms for God include the following. Mind, source of all mental activity. Spirit, the only substance which is flawless, transparent, and reflective. Soul, spiritual seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. Principle, system and structure, everything in balance and harmonious. Life, living the qualities of God and multiplying by reflection. Truth, consciousness and motive, which are the engine for results, enables a measurement so there is no deviation, eliminates errors. Love, nurturing all the qualities and recognizing and understanding and living its wholeness as a result of understanding. As noted, soul means spiritual senses. The five spiritual senses are defined in a phrase as follows. Sight, spiritual discernment. Hearing, spiritual understanding. Feeling, divine consciousness. Smell, intuition of character. Taste, relish of truth. The introductory quotes to the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, provides some very valuable information on what Christian Science is all about. The first one are words of Jesus in the Gospel of John. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The second one is from Shakespeare. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And the third and final is from Mary Baker Eddy. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest. Thou here and everywhere. One of the most brilliant Christian scientists, along with Mary Baker Eddy, of course, is Frederick L. Rawson. He said our reason for being on planet Earth is to make other people happy. When Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment of all? His reply was, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The Bible states that if we cannot love our neighbor whom we see, we're not able to love God whom we cannot see. So the golden rule cannot be violated. If it is, you cannot even get started. And another rule, which is basically the same as the golden rule, and if you want to have progress in your spiritual advancement, and if you want to be able to heal anything that comes up as a problem or already exists, you can only do it if you cultivate a life of giving. That is love. Love is giving. And if you don't cultivate a life of giving, and I'm talking about continuously living it, then you will not get anywhere. You will not make progress, and you will not be able to heal. Christ Jesus and Mary Baker Eddy both were extraordinary examples of giving. And of course, exactly the same with all practitioners who are really successful. Frederick L. Rawson, Wentworth Winslow, Joel Goldsmith, and I'm sure some other of Mary Baker Eddy's early workers would be on that list. In fact, everyone that received a CSD degree would be on that list. If they continue to live the way they were living in order to earn that degree. There are many ways to give. Many ways. Everything about your life touches on a topic that can probably be given to others. I shall now recite the diapason of heaven for each of the seven terms for God. The first one is for mind. Mrs. Eddy writes, the real Christian scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed. Mentally and orally, perpetually repeating the diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. We can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. Good is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these seven names from personal sense to spiritual sense and see ourselves and others as spiritual individualities, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. Following is the diapason of heaven with a focus on spirit. We must declare often that spirit is not an invisible personality inhabiting a material body. Spirit has no other meaning than God and substance. We must declare there is only one spirit, and that is God. Spirit is my God, and my God is spirit, individual, incorporeal, immaterial. Spirit is enthroned in my consciousness. Matter and personal sense are not enthroned. We must declare these statements for ourselves in our work. Following is the diapason of heaven with a focus on soul. We must hold soul in consciousness only as a sacred name for God. We have to rise above the belief that soul is an invisible personality residing in a fleshly form with a personal identity. Soul must be recognized as a name for God and a name by which God is to be worshipped. We have to take the interpretation of soul as a personality out of subjective thought and replace it with the true sense. We should declare often, there is only one soul, and that is my infinite, incorporeal, supreme God. Soul is my God, and my God is soul. Following is the diapason of heaven with a focus on principle. We must hallow this word principle as a name for God. Declare often, there is only one principle, and this is my infinite, all-present, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-acting, all-loving principle. Principle is my God, and my God is divine principle. Good is my principle, and my principle is good. Divine principle is enthroned in my consciousness as my God. Persons and personal sense are not enthroned. This is the Word of God. Declare all the truths you know about principle. Principle as God must be subjective in your consciousness. Claim this revealed principle as yours and as your subjective thought. This ever-operative, unvarying, enduring, governing, exhaustless, sustaining principle is enthroned. So-called mortal laws are inoperative and unreal. Following is the diapason of heaven with a focus on life. Life is holy. We must hallow this word, for it is a sacred name for God. Declare often, there is only one life, and that is God. There is no personal life. My life is God, an infinite, incorporeal, all-encompassing, all-present, all-active, everlasting life. Declare that God, good, is the only life of man and the universe. Life is divine. Divine life is my God, and my God is life. Life is enthroned in my consciousness. This is the Word of God. Declare all the truths about life. Claim this revealed life as yours. All of life is right where you are now. Following is the diapason of heaven with a focus on truth. Truth is a sacred name for God. We must divest it of all materiality. declare often, truth is my God, and my God is truth. Good is my truth, and my truth is good. Truth is enthroned in my consciousness. Error and materiality are not enthroned. This is the Word of God. Diapason of heaven with a focus on love. Declare often, love is my God, and my God is love. Good is my God, and my good is love. Love is my God, and my love is good. Love is my principle, and my principle is love. Love is the law of my being. Divine love is enthroned in my consciousness as my God. This is the Word of God. Mrs. Eddy writes in Miscellaneous Writings, "The real Christian scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love." This is the diapason of heaven. We must mentally and orally, perpetually repeat, "Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love." Only as good is enthroned to us do we understand and discern heaven. Good must become subjective in our consciousness. Everything in God's universe is good. Subjective thought. To human belief, these seven synonymous names for God are the subjective thought of each one of us. But they are being interpreted according to the claims of personal sense and not according to spiritual sense and science. The Bible characters met their adverse circumstances with the holy name for God, which they interpreted according to spiritual sense and revelation. As we seek God in His names scientifically, His healing truth comes to our consciousness in revelation. And this revelation heals the false claim of personal sense. We read in Science and Health, "To grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as the divine principle of all that really is. Spirit, life, truth, love combine as one and are the scriptural names for God. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause, and effect belong to God. These are His attributes, the eternal manifestations of the infinite divine principle, love. No wisdom is wise but His wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. In Genesis we read, God saw the light, that it was good. Then good is light. So if we keep our eyes single to good, our consciousness and whole being will be full of light. So no matter how difficult it may be to declare for light, if we declare for good, we shall have the light. For good is mind and reveals the light that destroys the darkness. We must know the utter unreality of the belief of an evil mind. There is no mind to create evil or matter. You must gain the assurance that a good mind is the only mind. This consciousness obtained reflects the Christ consciousness. The 11th chapter of Hebrews assures us that a good mind is the only mind. We must declare good constantly. Mrs. Eddy speaks of the diapason of heaven in these words, "Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love." We must establish good as our mind above everything else. Good is our light, and our light is good. Know that there is just one I, or us, and that is God. Good. Mind. Your identity is the reflection of that one I, or us. Mind. Hold to that identity. Do not identify yourself with evil or error. Do not claim a so-called material ego which denies good and says, "I have no understanding," or "I have so little understanding." When you do this, you put understanding away from you. You must rise up and affirm that you do have understanding, light, and infinite goodness. Declare, "I have understanding. I have faith. I have spiritual consciousness. I have all there is." There is no consciousness apart from God. And I am at one with God. So, declare for light. Keep your eyes single to good. Man, the spiritual idea. Dwell in light. Mrs. Eddy tells us that the spiritual idea Christ dwells forever in the bosom of the Father, God, from which it illumines heaven and earth. So your being is filled with light. Claim this. Declare this light until all error, darkness, disappears. Amen. This is the end of this recording.